You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 41. But it was you instead. I know there's violence in my soul. It was all I used to know. But I know you more. You are my holy war. I gotta meet that spirit in your skin. So this is going to be the Mind Made Wrong podcast for number 41. I am going to be talking about Holy Ground, the single that I just released yesterday. It is so exciting to release something finally after my last release was last June, and it was Warning Label, and that was awesome. I'm receiving so much, oh my God, so much support for it, and I am just incredibly grateful. I just overwhelmed by the amount of people reaching out and saying, oh, you know, this song is awesome. Your vocals, it's got a vibe, it's got aesthetic, you know. So that's that. And I just want to put that out there and say thank you so much for all the support. And I just want to say hello, my beautiful creators. I didn't say that in the beginning because this is live and it's different. So if you did not hear that, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Deezer or Google, wherever you're listening, you're not seeing this right now because it's going to be a Monday. And this is Saturday, by the way, but I'm doing this live on Facebook, so there might be a tiny bit of interruptions, tiny bit of shenanigans, but we shall deal with it. We shall move forward. Okay, so Holy Ground. It's one of the best, I think, representations of my evolution so far as a person and as an artist. It is a very personal story about my journey finding self-worth. I never felt that way. You know, I experienced a lot of self-loathing in my adulthood, and just a lot of mental loops that kept me really buried within myself. And it really kept things that, you know, depression, and I suffer with bipolar disorder type 2, and those things, you know, I made them bad in my head. You know, I made it so I dwelt on the fact that I thought my mind was made wrong, and I developed an identity out of that. And obviously that was the wrong thing to do, but I grew into that. I kind of developed an identity and I grew into that. And, you know, it led me to start drinking. You know, I used alcohol to numb my emotions and numb all the pain I was feeling and all the anger and hatred that I was feeling towards myself. And it's just, I wrote Holy Ground a while ago, actually. I wrote it in late 2018, and I wrote it before I knew what it even felt like for me to feel that way, to feel like everywhere I go is holy ground, you know. And I wanted to feel that way, and I wrote it because I wanted to feel self-worth. I wanted to feel like I loved myself, and that now I do, but I didn't know what it took. So that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about today. I didn't know the evolution of emotion that it would take to get me mentally to that level, you know, mentally to that place where I didn't hate myself anymore. I didn't want to wake up and want to die, you know. And, you know, maybe sometimes not, you know, like, outright suicidal ideation, but, still that just complete dissatisfaction and anger with myself. So I want to start going into, so obviously the themes of Holy Ground are self-worth and finding love and finding peace and finding serenity in yourself. I wrote something down that I want to, because I wrote it down and it's so succinct about how what it's about. And Holy Ground, in a nutshell, is getting to the place inside you where you are your own sacred space, where you can finally get to the point where you can finally say, everywhere I go is Holy Ground, that you treat yourself as that sacred space, you know. And that was so hard for me to understand, to grasp and to feel for my entire adulthood and maybe even a little bit before. So those are the themes. If you've heard the song already, which you should, and I'm going to put a little bit of a nice little snippet clip in here that we're going to listen to in a second, but those are the themes. If you've heard it, you know that it is like super 80s and it's super Steel Maggie and it's super pop, right? And it's super dance as well. I'm saying the word super a lot, but I just really wanted to, I wrote it and recorded it with the indefatigable John McLucas, who always brings my visions to life in to the highest execution, you know. It just, I don't know, I was trying to, I saw that in my brain, and how did you get that onto a tangible format, you know? Like, how did you do that? Don't know, but that's why he's my producer, and I love him. I wanted it to be such a positive feeling because I was trying to feel that way. And I wanted to dance, you know? And so when we listen to it, I think you're gonna groove and I think you're gonna jam. But let's go into the lyrics, because these lyrics have really grown, I think, in evolution. I started writing the song. I finished it in late 2018. I started writing the song itself like 2016, 2015. I don't know. It's about around there. It started with the motif. Right? Okay. It started with the piano. But as it always, as everything of mine does, but the lyrics back then were, I think, more geared in, I would say, more like a feminist way, more of like a female power, I guess, type of way. Except it was more back then. It was a little bit more about, I think, consent, because, you know, and that type of way of self-respect. Because back then I was feeling like I was giving myself away a little bit too much, you know, emotionally. And, so it really evolved from that. It always changed. And I'm glad it did, because it means so much more to me now. The first lyric now, you know, the final cut, the final production, the final destination, if you will. The first thing that comes out of my mouth is, oh no, no, I won't do it again. And that kind of piques your interest, right? And I was like, okay, got you. With warm skin, cold blood, men. Okay, I actually kept that from the original. The next line is, and I won't do, you know, I won't do it again with warm skin, cold blood men, and playing the victim, how very mortal of them. And that line kind of comes from my love of I would say mythology, and I feel like sometimes we live out, I think in a way, modern mythology. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Lucas. I just mentioned you. So what was I saying? My brain crashed. All right. So I really liked that imagery of how very mortal of them, and then I like to see all of us as human gods in a way. We like to repeat mistakes, but we like to think that we're in control. So Holy Ground, a side note, is actually leading into my next big project that don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's called Modern Mythology. And it's about, that age-old question, are we really in control? And it's about free will and those things. Bender, how you doing? Love ya. Thank you for joining me. That's coming, but like in the near future, in the far future, sorry. So the next line, to compensate, to spit on my words of praise while twisting them my way. So I give him teeth, and now they're words of prey. I kind of did a little twist on birds of prey. I wrote that about that particular thing about a relationship that I was really out of my depth in, and it was extremely toxic on both angles, both ends, you know what I'm saying? So to compensate, to spit on my words of praise while twisting them my way, so I give him teeth, is really me reclaiming what people have said about me and people close to me have used to hurt me and to bring me down and to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what this person was really doing. And the next line, now the words of prey, but I am the type to leave bruises of light on your shadows. And now I'm actually starting to talk about myself. I'm the type to leave bruises. It's almost I'm the type of to leave bruises of light on my shadows. I'm turning it around. I'm singing to myself in this way. And that whole bruises of light on your shadows means is that I believe we need the darkness and the light in order to create beautiful things. We create beautiful things just by sitting here and breathing. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my manifesto. We create beautiful things by getting up in the morning and fucking doing what we do. And so I've wanted so badly to feel that way, and I wrote that I'm the type to leave bruises of light on your shadow before I felt that way, which is I think it's a lovely turnaround. But I'm gonna continue with the lyrics. I have to think about it in my head. Ah, can you survive the, right, okay. Can you survive the eyes of my storms and their battles? So it's fun. I'm so lit on this song. I'm kind of scattered. So it's been such like a crazy past 2 days with this release, and it's very exciting. I've got my flaws, right? I've got my battles. I've got my storms. I am extremes. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John. So I've always loved, because I am bipolar, I've always loved extremes, you know what I'm saying? And I found an identity, I think, in those extremes, and I've kind of reveled in them at times and despised myself for them at times. And I've always hated the middle. right? It's like the middle's boring. And I know that doesn't make sense to a lot of people because it's like, okay, extremes can be scary, but I've always lived that way like my entire life. So why not, you know? And that feels good to me and I'm used to it. But when I said, can you survive the eyes of my storms and their battles? I'm really still talking to me, you know? Can I survive the eyes of my storms? Can I survive the middle? You know, can I survive? Can I grow through that? You know, it's really a challenge to, you know, the other person that I'm talking to and to myself. And then we get to the lovely chorus, there's no doubt, I'm standing now on holy ground, everywhere I go, holy ground, everywhere I go. So it's super 80s melody, right? But that, I mean, the chorus is stands in itself. I wanted to feel so badly that there was no doubt that I loved myself and that, okay, I had my flaws, but they weren't devastating, you know? They weren't something that made me evil, you know? They were just things that my extremes make me human, and my art, I think, makes me human, and what I create out of those extremes and out of that light and out of the darkness, all of those things combined. I was still so lost in my brokenness, you know, and I wanted to just have like this declaration of there's no doubt I'm standing now on holy ground. Everywhere I go. Everything I am, everything I know, everywhere I go is holy ground. So that it kind of wraps a nice bow on that, but I want to continue into the second verse. Oh no, I won't do it again. I'm continuing that theme of I'm really. It's you kind of get through the whole song now that I'm really kind of singing for myself and I'm making a declaration before I felt the feeling, you know, before I really felt what that feels like. No, I won't do it again. I've witnessed that bush burning, heard a voice in the desert, but it was you instead. As most people who hear my music know, I have like super biblical themes sometimes, and I it's not that it's a religious song, it's just that I really enjoy those biblical themes and, you know, turning them on their heads and using them in poetic ways, and I use that to express I feel like the Bible and like those images are very stark and they have like super, they have lyricism in them and it's just a rich gold mine, you know, and it's public domain. So, nothing is new, right? Nothing is original. But heard a voice in the desert, but it was you instead. It was me instead. And that's really about me listening to myself and actually trusting myself again. Can I do that, you know? But it was you instead. I know there's violence in my soul. I know there's violence in my soul. It was all I used to know. But I know you more. You are my holy war. So, you know, that could mean, like, you know, your love for someone else, but really, I think you're noticing a theme here. It's really about me fighting for myself. You are my holy war. You know, this is my holy ground everywhere I go. And I have to fight for that love for myself every single day. Whenever I feel myself slipping into, fuck me, you know, like why, you know, into self-pity, into self-doubt. That's just, those are traps, you know, and these lyrics just really highlight that struggle of mine to remind myself every single day, you know, that I am fighting for myself, and I am fighting to create beautiful things, you know. It's, and I know, as I said, I think we are living works of art. We are beautiful things, you know, and just by breathing, we create artwork through our lives, just by living and doing what we do. But also, it's a fight, you know. I think there's a battlefield for being able to do that and feeling that, you know, and actually feeling your worth and actually feeling that sense of self, and the strength that comes from that, and the beautiful things that you can create. So this is Mind Made Wrong, obviously. And I know that those of you who have been listening to me from the beginning, or even just from I think it was episode 33. It was the first one I did this year after I took a bit of a forced break, because I was in recovery from my alcoholism when it came to a very sharp point back in early December. So I was in recovery, and but then I came, you know, I'm still obviously in recovery. You know, sobriety is a journey, you know, it's a long process, it's a lifelong process, and you have to make that decision every single day. But that episode was, you know, about where I've been, you know, it was a sobriety story, a little chat, and I was talking about how I was so lost, you know, and that identity was just gone from me, and I couldn't find it, and so I built an identity. I built an empire of alcoholism, you know. I built myself from that, you know, and you can hear it all throughout. You can hear those struggles all throughout Demolition Woman, that entire EP. I think Holy Ground was really the first song I wrote where I'm really not thinking in any single way about self-pity. And it was kind of, these words are so prophetic. You know, me and John always talk about, my producer, we always talk about when we're talking about these songs, and how they've morphed together and how they've grown, that it's just so funny. They grow more true with time, you know. They never stick, you know, in the same, you know, in history, right? They're always renewing themselves in power, and in truth in my life. I don't really know why that is. It's I don't know, they're just renewing. They're ever growing. And so like these lyrics, I only ever understood, you know, actually felt them when I got sober, right? And because I wasn't drowning myself and all my hatred of myself, I was able to literally look at myself, you know, in the mirror, and okay, there's an abyss there, but it's not that bad. It's not as bad as, you know, I've seen myself as the face of the devil, right? I've seen myself that way for so long. I've seen myself as scum of the earth. And I don't anymore. But I couldn't, I was wondering, you know, I would pour, you know, alcohol on my issues of identity, hoping that it would change it, and it just made it worse, you know, and I was never able to feel self-love because I was drowning it, the whole time. And, you know, I wasn't able to realize that until I was, you know, I had this crucial moment, this incident where I was really forced to get sober and to stop drinking and to stop drowning everything. And it finally clicked. It finally happened because I didn't have that crutch anymore, you know, and I was forced to actually look at myself, stop avoiding myself, and because I can't love myself and I'm sitting, if I can't sit here and want to love myself and want to know how that feels if I'm avoiding myself. Does that make sense, right? Am I crazy? But that's how I was operating. I wanted to have the benefits without doing the work, without paying the price, you know, without fighting for it. And so that's the biggest deal to me, is that I actually did that. You know, I actually fought for it. And I actually was able to feel that everywhere I go is truly holy ground. And I just want to, that's pretty much all I have. That's not all. I could go on all day, you know, about my writing and about all that stuff. I still live in ego sometimes. You know, I can talk your ear off. But I just wanted to really share the crux of holy ground. Not going to go through the chorus again because it's the same thing. And then there's then the chorus, there's no bridge, right? The chorus after that is, you know, it's a chorus. It's the same chorus, but it's drums, you know, basically. And then when I say everywhere I go, then the chorus drops in. then all the instrumentation drops in. But we wanted it to dance. We wanted it to slap. And thank you again, John. I'm just going to keep thanking you for this next month, because it's just going to be like, it's just been, I just love this song. I love it. It doesn't matter. It makes me speechless, not because, you know, it's because of the growth that's come out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because of what I never thought that I would experience within myself. And I just want those of you listening to feel that as well. You know, if you're not at that place yet, I just want you to hear the song and know that it can be true for you too. So holy ground, everywhere you go is holy ground. Everywhere you stream is holy ground. And we are going to have it play us out instead of the normal signs of a struggle jam banger. That's the typical, that's the normal, that's my normal outro music, but we're gonna listen to a little holy ground. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me, those of you who are joining me on live. I know it's a weird time of night, and it's a Saturday, and who does anything on Saturday except, I don't know, fun stuff. This is fun for me. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week, but until then, let's go create beautiful things.